Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, controversy continues today over the GAA subscription service GAA Go. The organisation's president, Jarlath Burns, joined me on the programme yesterday to defend the service after there was strong criticism over the decision to only show Saturday's Munster Senior Hurling Championship game between Cork and Limerick on the streaming service. Let's listen back to some of what Jarlath Burns had to say.
I will make absolutely no apologies for trying to extract as much commercial revenue as we possibly can from our games, because we do not have the same auctioning power as, for example, the Premier League has. So if you look at the Premier League, Arsenal played Man United yesterday.
Yes.
Now, they will make more from that game from broadcast rates than the GAA will make from that game than the GAA will make over 5 years. That's their number one source of revenue. Their second major source of revenue is from alcohol companies. We refuse to accept any revenue from alcohol companies. Their third is from gambling companies. The GAA has blacklisted all gambling companies in terms of commercial revenue. That only leaves our games, Claire. Our games are the most important things that we have.
All right, that's Jarlath Burns yesterday. Well, we received a lot of reaction to that interview from listeners, and we'll hear from Nat O'Connor from Age Action in a moment. But first, I'm joined on the line by John Milan, former Waterford hurler and RTÉ Sunday Sport analyst. John, thanks for being with us this morning. What do you think of all this?
Jeez, I'm only listening back to that there now. I suppose he's referencing the Premier League and Man United and Arsenal. Is he forgetting the Premier League is a professional body in contrast to the GAA being an amateur body? Look, I suppose, Claire, the easiest thing for me, you know, when I got the call this morning, and even my stance on it over the last year or two, the easiest thing for me, you know, being involved with RTÉ, you know, getting a couple of gigs on RTÉ Sunday Sport on the radio, the easiest thing for me is to, you know, just to be the cute boy, nod my head, just give the political correct answer and, you know, hope this thing goes away. But I wouldn't be true to myself if I was going to operate like that. For me, I think this thing is just totally wrong. I didn't like it from the get-go, and 12 months on, my stance on it hasn't changed. Now, in saying that, that's nothing against GAA Go, because I think GAA Go is a fantastic product. I said it on the pod yesterday. I think, you know, when you think of the product, the people interviewing, the analysts, the commentators, you know, it's a fantastic product. And I think it's a product that has a future, absolutely. And I think it can grow, but can it grow in the nature it's growing at the moment?
So what is your issue with it then, John? What's the problem?
I just feel, as a volunteer, I just feel we're at a crossroads now within the GAA, right? And I just don't... you take it, right? There's 68 games being broadcast, right? 37 of them games are behind the paywall, and 31 games are on free-to-air TV. I'm a volunteer. I'm sure you're a volunteer in your club. And I'll tell you how it operates, all right? I became a great player. And how I became a great player, or a good player, was through the volunteers within my club. And the volunteers who threw me into a car, put jerseys on me, went out in the rain, the snow, and did everything for us. I'm sure that was the exact same for Henry Shefflin, for Patrick Horgan, for TJ Reid. You know, I give enough. We pay enough within the GAA, right? I pay formidable amount of money within my club, whether it be membership, club lotto. If there's a scheme to get to pay into to try and get the facilities up to scratch, every club operates at that. Now, I think there's a self entitlement within the GAA members that we can sit down on a Saturday evening or a Sunday and watch a game on free day or TV and not have to pay for it. The GA, I listened to his comments on Sean Kavanagh. Mm-hmm. Sean Kavanagh, I'm 100% behind Sean Kavanagh. He was on the button. And sometimes, you know, the big boys up in Crow Park don't like to be taken on, you know. And for me, I think Jarlath, I think, and this is not an attack on Jarlath, because I've been in Jarlath's company, and I think The first couple of weeks, the first couple of months, I've been very impressed by him. But I think he's out of touch with some of the GAA members. And I'll throw it back, Claire. If you did a poll in the morning and asked people on the ground, you know, are you in favour of GAA go or not in favour? I'll tell you, you'd be surprised by the numbers that have come back.
But I mean, he did make the point that the money that they make from GAA goes back into the GAA. That's where it goes. And we know that the money that when Sky left and didn't renew their contract, there was a €4 million drop then in terms of the broadcasting rights money that the GAA got. So I suppose from their point of view, they've got to make that up somewhere.
Claire, listen. Right, when Sky Sports came on, it was kicking into play. All right, we were all led to believe that Sky Sports is here, we're going to grow the game worldwide. And now, that was the narrative. And now the narrative is now that we have to make up for the shortfall of Sky Sports. Let me tell you, right, when Sky Sports came on stream, all right, we only had a certain amount of games. But now there's an astronomical amount of games. They've never had it as good. Let's be honest about it. Like, this weekend, there's the Champions League group stage is kicking in with football. There's never been, they've never had it as good in regards bums on seats, attendance, you know, how much people are paying through the gates. Like, let's be honest about it. And you even take the GA Go, right? They're saying it's a great package. It's €12.79. It's great value now. Well, let me tell you, it won't be great value in 2 years' time when it probably goes up to €200.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if that's going to happen.
Listen, let me tell you, right? The league tickets were great value a couple of years ago. And now all of a sudden they're up at €20. The Munster round robin tickets were great value a couple of years ago. They were €20. Now they're up at €30. I mean, I'm hearing the weekend that to go to an Ulster final or even go to a Leinster final was €40. The All-Ireland final was great value a couple of years ago when it was €50, €60, €70. And now we're reaching €100. So they've never had it as good. They've never had it as good. And I just think it's a bit like, you know, down through the years in this country, we've seen with organisations and people, you know, why can't they be content in having been in a good financial position at the moment?
All right.
We've seen it in the past. We've seen it in the past where, you know, when you get into a nice, cosy position, the objective is more. And I just think we're at a crossroads and I think we're at a tipping point.
All right.
John, I think someone needs to speak up about it.
All right. Well, and plenty of people are, and we've had a lot of people getting in touch with us after we spoke to Jarlath Burns yesterday. John Milan, thanks very much. I just want to give people a sample of some of the emails received about this. My friend who's in her 80s can't watch the matches on GAA Go because she doesn't have a smartphone or a smart TV. She played for Cork, as did her husband. She's outraged she couldn't watch the Saturday match. Ethna then said, my daughter working as a nurse paid for the match herself, then played it on TV for a 90-year-old patient. Think of all of those who were not as lucky to have someone like her. Well, Nat O'Connor is policy specialist with Age Action and he's on the line now. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning.
What are your main concerns about this? Is it an issue that has come up in Age Action?
It certainly has come up. I mean, we've heard from people who tell us about older persons who used to go to matches on a regular basis and who don't go anymore because they can't pay for a cashless ticket. And likewise, people who are frustrated because they'd like to see a match or they're not able to get out of the home and they'd like to watch it on television, but they can't manage with GAA Go because they simply don't use the internet or they don't have digital devices. And that's not unusual. And we know from annual surveys that 3 in 10 older persons are not using the internet at all. And as a result, I mean, that's an awful lot of people who are perhaps people who've gone to GAA matches for many years, but they're not internet users. Mm-hmm. So they can't go on and use something like GAA Go.
The other side of that, though, Nat, is that there are 7 out of 10 people who can use the internet and, you know, are well able to, probably as much as you or I can, and might be very happy to be able to access all of the games that are on this service in the way that they are.
Well, it's about, you know, who are we including or excluding? I mean, because even those older persons who are using the internet, we know from other surveys that a lot of people would have a low level of digital skills. So they might have a smartphone and they might use it for certain things, but they don't want to make a financial transaction online. They're not comfortable with putting in their credit card details, or they might not have a credit card, you know, to make payments online because people are worried about fraud or putting their details out there. So that there are limitations. For sure, there are many people happy to use the technology, but equally, we don't want a situation where potentially thousands of people are being excluded simply because they can't afford or can't use the latest digital technology. And, you know, as you said a moment ago, people who played in the GAA, who've been part of the GAA for decades, suddenly finding that they're being pushed out because they can't adopt this new technology. And that's our main concern.
Okay, so do you support calls for particularly the big games to be broadcast free to air?
Absolutely. I mean, it's perfectly reasonable that the GAA Go is bringing, you know, onto television matches that would never have been televised. But GAA fans know what are the big matches, what are the ones that would traditionally have been on television. And all of those should be available on free to view as they always have been. And, you know, as you know, John Milan was saying, the GAA is in a good financial position, but it also gets an awful lot of state funding. It had nearly 30 million of state funding in its latest annual report. So it's getting a lot of money from the public, from the public purse. And in return, you know, it should be making sure that it's not excluding anybody. And this issue of digital exclusion, it applies to public services. They're not allowed digital only. They have to allow other ways for people to, you know, transact and use services. And the GAA should be the same. They need to just show us that they care about the older persons who are part of the GAA for many years.
What if there were concessions made for older people? Would that solve the problem? I suppose it doesn't get across the digital divide that you've just described.
Well, it would be nice if there were concessions, whether that's, I mean, not just price concessions, but like at the moment we're told with the cashless ticketing, for example, that they won't have a single person there who will take cash from older people so they can buy a ticket at the gate. You know, that would be the kind of concession that we think would be useful. And likewise, when it comes to the matches online, you know, they should be putting onto free-to-air the matches that would traditionally have been on normal television. And if there's extra matches on GAA Go and some people can get that, but that's fantastic and that's a bonus. But the core offering should be available to everybody in the normal way.
Mm-hmm. This listener says, is Netflix ageist? Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, it's 2024. The internet and streaming services have existed for years and years and years. What do you say to that, Nat?
Not everybody uses the internet. And, you know, we're in a society where many people now, you can't go into a cafe and buy a cup of tea, you can't get a cup of tea in the train, you know, can't get into your bank and actually just talk to a person about your finances. It's pushing people out, it's marginalising people in society. So, you know, yes, there are great advantages to digital technology and many older persons, you know, enjoy using the internet and benefit from them. But not everybody on a pension can afford to keep having a smartphone and upgrading it every few years. That's the reality of life in Ireland today.
Mm-hmm. One listener talks about the level of loneliness and isolation of older people in Ireland, especially rurally, and the lack of GAA games available to them extenuates these circumstances. I suppose what they're talking about there is the lack of GAA games on the television if they really want to see these games and they can't. Of course, there is another option, and it was there on Sunday, RT Radio 1, Marty and the team commentating expertly on the game. Are you concerned about that, though?
Well, we're certainly concerned of any situation where we hear that an older person would like to do something, but barriers being put up that are preventing them from doing something that they used to do. And we hear that, you know, people tell us about someone they know who they know regularly went to the matches and doesn't go anymore. And it's as simple as that. People, you know, quietly withdraw themselves because they feel, oh, this is not for me anymore. Or I can't cope with whatever, having an e-ticket on my phone, you know, whatever kind of smartphone wallet you're meant to have for your tickets. That doesn't work for everybody. And there seems to be this idea that because it's more efficient and it saves money, that there would be no concession given to older persons who just are not in the position or choose not to use that kind of technology.
All right, Nat, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Nat O'Connor there from Age Action. And the debate continues around this because here's another listener saying the round robin three game bundle is only €50 on GAA Go. They say that's great value for money. In fairness, 51551 for your comments on that one. That is likely to run and run.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.